They are not even 5 millimeters long and cannot fly or jam. Yet bed bugs strike fear in homeowners and business owners. Well, not all business owners. Some see money in these little bloodsuckers. We are now seeing bed bugs in what we will consider to be atypical locations: schools, hospitals, retail locations, movie theaters. So as the numbers have grown, those bed bugs are spreading out and traveling along with people. New York and other cities have outbreaks, but the United States is not the only country affected. Jeff White is an insect expert who hosts Bedbug TV on the website Bedbug Central. What has caused this rapid expansion of bedbug infestation, and the world for that matter, is the lack of public awareness. Mr. White says bedbugs nearly disappeared from the United States for 50 or 60 years ago. Now researchers are looking for faster, safer ways to control them without the kinds of poison used in the past. The name is misleading. Bedbugs do not just live in beds. Mr. White says they can survive for a year without food, that is, blood. Last week, an industry event called Bedbug University's North American Summit 2010 took place near Chicago, Illinois. More than 360 people attended the two-day meeting. The industry says bedbugs are the most difficult pest to control. Treatments can cost from several hundred dollars to thousands of dollars in, say, a hotel or apartment building. Mr. Henriksen says Americans spent almost $260 million on bedbug treatments last year. That was only 5% of total spending on pest control, she says. But that number does not include other costs. I think the overall economic impact because of bedbugs is certainly much more significant. We are finding that businesses where bedbugs oftentimes been closed to remediate the problem. Bedbugs have not been shown to spread disease, but they can leave itchy bite marks and cause allergic reactions in some people. Lately, however, another bug has caught American attention. The National Pest Management Association is now getting the most questions about stink bugs. Outbreaks have invaded homes and offices in many states. Stink bugs are harmless except to farms or gardens, and they smell bad only if you smash them.